Blog Talk Radio.
Being able to search
in the event of a disaster, we're talking about being able to go out and search and do it ourselves, because for so many times we didn't have, leave it to others to find our people. And we find out that, you know, we don't make the CNN news when our sisters and brothers coming up missing. And we, you know, hey, so we got to take the power in our own hands. I see we got a caller standing by already. Let's go to the phone lines. 770, you on there?
Yes, my brother, Drew. I'm a proudly ancient newcomer. You know, I've got so much love for you. Greetings, my brother Zulu. I think that you guys are doing a wonderful thing, man. You know, it's just so good to see that the brothers are standing up and being the gods that they are. We don't have to wait for the white man to do nothing for us, because they're not going to do it anyway. And it's just so good, and it feels so good to know that I have some serious, strong warrior brothers, you know, leading the charge. And I'm listening, and I just want you to know I thank you. From Atlanta, I thank you.
Right on.
All right, Mona Pearl. All right. So, Mona Pearl, I know you just said that there's a case in Atlanta right now where a sister was missing for 5 months and didn't get no kind of coverage.
They don't get any kind of coverage, you know, and a lot of our sisters are missing all the time. It's just seemed that, I don't know, women, I don't know, feel it is, that they're just so comfortable venturing out alone, unprepared, you know. But we have to bring to the awareness that never, ever in our time has women ventured out alone, unprepared, you know, without anything to protect herself. And if she does have to be out there alone, you have to walk like you have a purpose. You know, check out your surroundings. Keep your eye on people, you know, and don't make yourself a victim. You know, you have to be aware of that. Unfortunately, Atlanta seems to be one of the largest, is the largest sex slave drive in all of the United States. So many of our babies are missing here from Atlanta, Georgia. There's a lot of things with that, but I'm going to listen for now to see where you all are going with this.
All right, Mama Pearl, I'll be right back with you. All right, let's see. Let me make sure, 214-791, did you have a question? Okay. 214, you had a question? 791.
He asked for somebody, did they have a question? If you hear something, you press 1.
Okay, if you have a question, press 1 two times on your phone. That'll get you back in. Let me go to the next call on the line with us. Looking like Brother Bonds. Brother Bonds, you on the line with us?
Hey, peace. Salaam alaikum, Brother Drew. How are you, sir?
Doing great, sir. How are you, Brother Bonds? We're talking about this serious topic, Brother Bonds. Search and rescue, being able to go out and find our brothers and sisters in a case of a disaster, a case they're coming up missing. So what you'd like to add to that?
Well, you know, Brother Drew, it's ironic you should have this particular show with that topic, because I was just speaking to someone this week, and this person was going over the statistics of how many missing black women there were in the United States at this point. Do you realize the number is over 60,000 black women that have disappeared in the last couple of years that are on a missing and search list that people are just not looking for anymore? And when I hear the fact that, you know, you have someone like Brother Zulu who's forming, I don't know if you said he was forming an organization to do this or he's in the process of already doing this. We need this like a hog needs slop, especially when it comes to looking for our children that end up missing in the woods and everything else. And when I hear Mama Pearl, peace and blessings to Mama Pearl, talk about the loss of life and how many people are under actually slavery, even in Atlanta, Georgia, as we speak, sex slaves. Here in Las Vegas, the same thing. People go missing every freaking day here, and they end up in the desert. And mind you, you know, unless you some white child with some money in your family, you're not going to make the news. You're just going to be a statistic out there. And I think it's a travesty that, you know, we don't have more people that are in our community that gear up to go out and look for these people. So I commend Brother Zulu on his efforts to do this, because that is a fresh and a very brilliant idea that he came up with that nobody else is doing. Like I said, all of that child alert on the highway, how often is it that you see a black child a bitch. You see a white kid's face, you know. Yeah, we're looking for a Jennifer or Maggie, you know. They're never looking for little LaQuisha or little, you know, Susie Mae. They're always looking for that white child. So I agree. This brother, he's got something good going, and if there's anything that, you know, our groups that are around the country can do to help him, I would like to venture up into that with that brother, because that's very interesting that, you know, he should come up with this concept. And mind you, it's not like it's a new concept, but it's just that none of our people have said, hey, we need to do this. So when I hear Brother Zulu step up to the plate, and, you know, thank God again for you, Brother Drew, bringing people like this forward. I tell you, I'm always amazed at what you come up with to bring to the table. So basically, that's my statement. Think about that. 60,000 black women missing.
Wow, that's a lot of people, Brother Zulu. What you say on that?
That is good, too. Because, like he said, like the brother said, thank you, brother. Appreciate you. And Mama Pearl, God bless you. Everybody else, you know. And this is what I'm doing. I've been doing it, kind of just getting it up off the road. It's a gift from God that I have. I've been training dogs for 20 years now. And I'm licensed and got my license and things. And I train the dogs to be able to go out, and like when Katrina was there, they didn't have their dogs. The white people didn't have their dogs out there searching for our people. So
that's right.
That's where I want to come in, even like with a nonprofit organization. When our disaster come out, people, my dogs are trained to go and find and help our people, guaranteed. This ain't something that I'm just putting together, playing with. This is something very professional that I love doing. I have dogs already trained to do that. So
yes,
if anybody has any ideas or anybody, you know, would like to put any kind of ideas in it, you know, with it, you know, like I said, you know, I'm listening and I'm here. If anybody have any questions about how to do something or how they, you know, how they want their dog to do something, I got questions for that, answers for that too. One love, Black Power.
All right, Brother Bums, anything else you want to add on that?
Well, you know, I was listening to what the brother said just now, and brother, I have an organization called the AWS Archangels, and we basically go out and we help the community, but we have extended ourselves and our services to disaster programs to go out, you know, help, like in cases like Katrina or things that happened in Haiti. Some of my people have been around the country, even traveled around the world, executing whatever training they have to help those in need. But no one, and I mean no one that I spoke to, have come up with the actual idea to come up training their own rescue dogs to seek out people who've been involved in different tragedies and that are under pressure and a time limit to find these loved ones, you know, because people go missing every day, falling in holes and anything else you could think of throughout the South and in the little rural areas. And we definitely need bodies to step up to the plate and probably get this training that you have. I don't know how you could extend your services long distances or whether you're going to start some internet seminars to explain how this is going and train people throughout the internet on how to work a program where they can possibly train a dog to pick up these techniques, because those come in very handy, especially with our own children that we sit there, because who says that you have to have that dog just for a disaster? You have that dog trained to find your own children. Once they got that, they can follow for miles. And this is no joke. And I realize this is something that people have already in their home. They just didn't look at it as a tool to utilize their animal for this. So I'm curious, can you teach these procedures through the internet? And can you hold like a video seminar where you're actually explaining it and at the same time organizing people to work with you? Because these same people that you train in return, you know, I believe they would come to your aid and to the aid of the community they're in, representing where they got their training from and let this thing grow. Because it takes one man to come up with an idea to infect the world. And that's a great idea that you've got that can infect our communities. And I think it should spread like a plague. Everybody should be on top of that. I mean, if not for an emergency, just for your own security with your own children, because people snatch your kid up and they be right in the next house to you and you can't find your child and wonder why they show up 2-3 days later dead in the woods. It happens out here in Nevada all the time. we have nothing but desert. So people are constantly going missing, and dead bodies are just chopped up, tossed in suitcases in the desert. I mean, it's ridiculous. You would think in this modern time that people have evolved, but not so. The clothes may have changed, the music may have changed, the look may have changed, but people, their nature are still the same. So we need to focus on that. And if you could answer my question, brother, is it possible to teach those techniques throughout the internet via all the technology that we have? I think you got something really big in mind, and something that could be very profitable and then very helpful to the community. So is it possible to do this, Azulu?
Yes, it is possible. It is possible. And that's something that I love doing, and I love teaching people to be able to do things like that. Like you said, I can train a dog to find, you know, like you say, kids, your own kids. Like my dogs are trained. I have an 8-year-old daughter, and every now and then I mess with my dogs. I have her to go and hide somewhere in the house. My dogs are guaranteed to find where she at. Or we go to the park. I have her run in the woods and hide in the woods. My dogs are guaranteed to find her. You know, and that's something very important, because, you know, for you to raise your dog in your house and to have your kids sent with your dog like that, that's important, because a lot of people say, I never thought it would happen to me. But you never know. Nobody ever know when it'll happen to them. And it could happen to anybody. So, you know,
exactly.
If it do happen, you know, you will want some reliable source, you know. And Brother Zulu has the gift from God to be able to train dogs like that. And I would love to get me a class here in Dallas, and even if I can spread it abroad for training, I'm quite sure that it would work real good. And you know, I would like to get it off the ground like that. And somebody, like I said, you know, have ideas how we can do it and get it going like that. You know, on my end, it's guaranteed.
All right. That's one of the things, Brother Talia, that we're about to do. That's why I was networking Brother Zulu, and I told him we're going to Black Nation Task Force going to create a disaster where we already have people that search and rescue certified.
Yes,
Zulu already took the courses on dog training and got his certification. So we have people that's in our different organizations all over the states already that search, rescue, and certified, and so we'll put all that together. And then when we have these issues come up, we'll go out and search for our brothers and sisters, and we're just not going to talk about it. We're going to start being about it. And so nationwide, we already have a network. Now we just have to come up with funds to get the brother where he needs to be. If we have an incident or a disaster, we need to be ready, have our teams ready. We're in every state, so it's not hard to just keep people just joining up like yourself. You in Nevada, we got Mama Pearl, Atlanta, got other people on the phone. We everywhere, Washington, D.C., Dallas, Texas, you think of it, we there.
Yes,
so we got trained military brothers and sisters in the chat room. Zulu is a military man himself, so we have the capabilities. We just hadn't took on the idea of doing it. So this is what we're going to do right now with the task force, create our own search and rescue team. Because a lot of things, a lot of people don't know when disasters happen, and then you have to depend on a white search and rescue team to come into your neighborhood. They got this thing called toe tagging. And toe tagging is when somebody come up to you and put a tag on your toe. They rate you, help this guy, he ain't going to make it. So what happened if some racist search and rescue team come up on with some black folks and they tag him, he ain't going to make it. And you may just be just stuck. So we have to have our own search and rescue team. See what I mean?
Exactly. Living out here in the West, now I'm growing up on the East Coast, living out here in the West Coast, you know, I mean, we live out in territory where earthquakes are very popular. All through California, as you know, they're thinking that Nevada's going to soon be beachfront property because they're expecting California to fall off into the ocean. And they build these buildings that are earthquake-proof, so to speak, which means when the ground rumbles, the buildings have shocks, so they roll with them. But there's a lot of times that doesn't work, and people are caught up in these buildings, and, you know, you have crumbling shit going down. And all through California, you have fires all summer round. They have people that are constantly out looking for people that are in these fires, trapped in the middle of nowhere. and they're limited on resources. They only have so many dogs to do so many things, and they don't have any of our people trained in this unless they're on the police force in a special part of a canine unit. But as far as the community people being involved in this, who are the ones that are most important? Because who else to take care of your community other than the people who live in that community? You know, you can't always look for the police, fire department to spread themselves in, because why? They're going to go where they think they're needed most. They may write you off as, you know, collateral damage. Well, you know, we can get to them when we get to them. But, you know, if you're the person in that situation that's being bombarded with that type of stress because you're lost out here in the desert or you're in California and there's smoke and fire everywhere, I'm quite sure there's nothing that would make your day brighter than to see someone coming to get you, someone with some trained skills, whether it's a man or a beast. You know, that is a friendly face, man or dog. They're going to welcome that like Jesus just sent that person to you. And like I said, it's a very much needed program. And like, again, I say I commend Brother Zulu for his efforts and for him trying to make this happen. Like I said, any support I could give to Brother Drew, I am more than willing to help him with that, and you know, any of my people in whatever cities. What city is he in, Brother Drew?
We're in Dallas, Texas. He's in Dallas.
Oh, he's
also
in Dallas, Texas. Okay. Yeah, and you know, we're spread out TWS throughout the country. We have different groups, you know, across the United States. But at the same token, we also network with other groups that are into the same type of practices. They're community groups, community-based, but they're people who care about what's happening in their community. And what I do is I network. They may not be part of my official group, but they're a group that's similar to mine. And what I do is when I'm in their town, I aid them. When they're in my town, they aid me. And that's the way it should be, because this is why we tap into each other's resources to build and make things strong. You know, and like I said, Brother Zulu, you have a great idea. You have a great idea, sir. And like I said, whatever I can do and whatever organizations I'm affiliated with, I'd like to shoot that around, because this is the first I've heard of something like this. And Brother Drew always brings something new to the table. I mean, that cat, he got a lot going on in the upstairs department, and he's very ambitious. He's very professional, and he's always coordinating something. And this is why I like coming to his show. I've been affiliated with the brother now for a good minute. He's seen me go through my wars on what I do on my show and what I do, you know, when I'm out in the field. But at the same token, he's brought so many interesting things to the table that has always made me stop and think. You know, everything from the task force, him doing his shows, him being out there working in the community. He's a brother that I respect, and I always take time to listen to what he brings to the table, because Drew doesn't mess around. If he don't believe in it, he don't get with you. So if he believes in what you're doing, and I'm hearing what he's bringing to the table with you, I believe in you too, brother.
Thank you, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right. All the new people jumping online and in the chat
room,
we're talking about search and rescue.
Yes,
we're talking about that, the need to be able to go out and find our own brothers and sisters in case of a disaster, in case of someone come up missing, and not only to find them, but we need to prevent that. So I had an idea while we were on the phone listening to the brothers. We need to join these PTAs and teach not only that disaster preparedness, but not only preparedness, but how to prevent yourself from coming up missing. As Mother Pearl called in and said, a lot of our sisters just walk in the streets all type of night. Sometimes we don't make sure our children are secure also. So we need to teach that, and that's something that we can do, Brother Zulu. And I know you're good with reaching the schools. Zulu, he's sold a community. I'm telling you, he can go in certain parts of the town and on the whole, but 30 or 40 blocks. So Zulu, and with schools too. So Zulu, that's something that we could take to the schools. What you think?
You're right. You're right, Brother Drew. That sounds good. And I'm a on a PTA board over here at my daughter's school. And that's a good idea. And I think I'm gonna take that to the table with them. We get together on that.
All right, that we can do that all over the nation. So that's what I'm saying. We must take the power in our own hands to help our own brothers and sisters. And then once we make this network strong and we have an incident like that, and we'll have somebody in that town, hopefully, that can jump on it right then and there. So it's going to take a little sacrifice, but I think we'll get somewhere where people know that there is a team out there that will come and look for his people, that will search, you know, for the kindness and the goodness of their heart to help bring some relief to our people. It's very needed, brothers. I have been thinking about this for years myself, when brothers and sisters go missing and the police want to ask questions for 2 days and it's almost too late. So we need brothers and sisters who just immediately respond when an incident happened like this, and I can see this going to be a great addition to the Black Nation Task Force also. So Brother Zulu, what brought you to want to work with Dallas? I have seen a lot of your works. I've seen one of Brother Khalil and the Mom Pearl and all the rest that's listening. I never seen a brother tell the dog to play dead, and the dog just didn't move no more, man. I said that was my window. He was laying in the middle of the street while cars were coming. He told him to lay right there in the street. And you did. The dog just laid down, man. I almost laughed all day. So, Zulu, what got you into the love of wanting to animals? I know, like I said, I know you, so I've been watching with animals and how you work with them. So where that come from, Brother Zulu?
Well, Brother Zulu, I guess like a lot of people say, I'm a country boy, you know. And I've been messing with dogs and things pretty much all my life. And once I recognized the gift that and the purpose that God had gave me for that, I started, you know, putting it to a better use, you know, and I see that something that I saw something that we didn't have that everybody else had, and that was a Black man search and rescue unit for their own people. And I just started messing around with it and playing around the house with my dogs with it and seeing how good I got with it. They started finding telephones and money up under the couches and things, you know. So I said that was a gift from God. So, you know, I figured that we might as well put the gift to use and go ahead and make it right, you know. And I would like to even spread this thing out all over, you know, even if we had someone, you know, it'd have to be someone who would be dedicated, who would really want to do this. And, you know, and I can go places, you know, and set up a little workshop, train people, like the brother said, train people how to do something like that for themselves, because with the knowledge I have about it, I mean, it wouldn't take that long, but it'd be right. The dogs will be right, you know, and I can have somebody, you know, teach them there in their city, you know. So I would like for it to go ahead and spread out, you know, and spread about where we can make this, you know, make the task force have it, you know, all over, you know. So like, that's why I said, if anybody have any kind of ideas or they would like to set up some kind of shop where I could come down there and train some people, you know, to be able to do it themselves, you know, I'll be more than glad to do it.
All right. And also, Brother Zulu, you tell them about the your canines you have for sale. You also breed canines. You want to tell them about that?
Oh, yeah. And also, yeah, I also breed canines. If anyone... Offensive German Shepherds, I also breed canines. I breed them, I train them, and I sell them, you know, to my people. I bless them real good. I have some right now. I have 7, but I told everybody about them before they was born, and they all gone right now. But you always put your order in and get you one, you know. Top-of-the-line dog. Can't beat them. I got the best in the world. So that's where we at on that.
All right, y'all, stand tuned. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother,
there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love. think it's fair. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
All right, we're back with you tonight. We're on the phone with Anthony Zulu Fisher out of Dallas, Texas, K-9 and Rescue Service that he's offering to the Black Nation. We're going to network and bring him on board the Black Nation Task Force to spread this service out all over the land. It's desperately needed, as you heard Brother Khalil give the report, over 60,000 black missing black. I say black, we ain't counting everybody, 60,000 black brothers and sisters who came up missing in the last 2 years. So there's definitely a need to find our brothers and sisters. There's definitely a need to have this type of service, in case, like Brother Khalil said also, sometimes if somebody come up missing just next door, and if we had a search and rescue team that can go out and get the child sent, and that dog walk next door, hey, we ain't got to worry about where they at. We know where they at. Yeah. So that's important to have something like this in our arsenal of weapons. And that's where we at. Brother Zulu, you still on with me?
I'm still on, brother.
All right, Brother Zulu.
Sir.
So that's what we doing, and I'm coming up with all kind of ideas to send our flyers all over our nation and all our brothers and our contacts and get this word out. Just in case an incident like this happened, we know it's going to happen, but we can be ready to roll up down the road and help look for our little babies and our sisters and our brothers. What you say, Zulu?
Well, that's for sure, Brother Drew. That's for sure. But definitely for now, you know, if something do happen, we do have two dogs guaranteed right now to do what they got to do. You know, and like I said, that's something that the Lord has blessed me with, and that's something that I'm going on forward with. That's something that we're going to have, and it is in force already putting together. So, you know, like I said, if someone has ideas, something, you know, I'm willing to listen to them, you know. And like I said, I would like to get something like this started, you know, all over, Brother Drew, you know, where I can teach classes to someone who would like to, you know.
Right. You can consider it started already, Brother Zulu, because we already know what we need to do. And you can consider it already been started. We got brothers in the chat room saying we need 1,000 more brothers like you. So We already know what we need to do, so we'll just start doing what we need to do. And our first thing we'll do is send out flyers, just letting people know when you hear of a case or a situation like this, and it's, you know, we just get our brothers on it. That's all it is. There ain't no other way to say it. We just do it. We become the volunteers and get out in the street. And we also got the other brothers and sisters that in our task force that's part of our disaster preparedness also. So we'll link you up with them too, Brother Zulu, because all that works hand in hand. You know, so that's what I'm saying. We're talking about a Black Nation task force. We're talking about every aspect that you can think of that we need in our Black Nation. We got brothers in the chat room that's trying to get land. That's what I'm saying. Everything you can think of, that's what we're talking about in the Black Nationhood, in the Black Brotherhood. We're talking about doing it under the umbrella of race first. We're not thinking of others. We're talking about ourselves because we don't want to be going without so long. Everybody has something for their nation. But the Black Nation is missing so many aspects of the world. So that's where we're at. And we all witnessed what happened in Katrina, how our brothers and sisters were left out and about, and all the dead bodies and all the stories weren't told. All right, Brother Zulu, what else you'd like to bring to the program?
Well, I just want to say, Brother Zulu, first of all, I appreciate you for being the kind of brother that you are, you know, and me and brothers. Me and Brother Drew, we did a lot of soldiering together. Gina Six, Shawana Cotton, you know, we did a lot of soldiering together. And Brother Drew is a dedicated brother, you know, and I appreciate him. And I just want to say, Brother Drew, I appreciate you for allowing me the opportunity and the chance to be able to let people know what we're starting to explore out. And I want everybody to be a part of this, you know, and I want everybody to feel welcome to be a part of this, even you, Mama Pearl. I want y'all to be a part of this, and if we get some things going where we can have places set up in different cities where I can come and train people how to handle dogs and how to train them to be able to have their own search and rescue in their city, then I'll be also willing to do my time for that. Black Power, One Love.
Yes, Brother Drew, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Go ahead. You
hear me, Brother Drew? Yeah, peace,
yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, peace and blessings. Mwah, Brother Bond. Thank you so much. Brother
much
Drew, we're going to have to do a show on Brother Bond and all the work that he does as well. But, yes, for Brother Zulu, here in Atlanta, Georgia, we can definitely put that together. In fact, I love to see, you know, canine farms, like you say, all over the place. My dad used to raise, you know, dogs, you know, when I was small, and I have great appreciation for dogs. And one of the things between about us being Black people, because the melanin that we have and the melanin recessiveness that the white men have, our blood have a distinctive smell. It's a sweet smell. They teach their dogs to hate us and to attack us, and we need to be able to do the same thing with them. When we sweat, our blood turns sweet. When they sweat and get fair, they smell like wet chicken. You know, I mean, it's a necessary thing because, like I keep saying, it'll never happen like it happened before with our brothers and sisters out in Selma with Martin Luther King when they sick them damn dogs on us. That won't happen to us anymore. We're going to reverse everything. Everything these devils have done to us is going to be reversed back to them. We're going to give them everything they came to give us. And, yes, we have to be prepared with our dogs and our animals and to utilize them more than just to protect our drugs. You know, people have these pit bulls and these Armagatan, whatever you call them, dogs, to protect their drug means, but they don't think about, you know, protecting our family and our children. And, yes, we need to have dog farms. Like, I know in South Carolina there's some land down there that our brothers and sisters are trying to get for these white devils and these Ku Klux Kangs. You know, they are all out sneaking around the woods. But if we had our dogs out there in those woods, they wouldn't have their little white behind or their little red face out there, you know, trying to set fire to what we're doing. You know, so I'm with you all the way. Anything I can do, I'm with you, and I'm certainly going to spread that word here. And hopefully It would be nice also, Brother Drew, if our brother out there, Reginald out there in Gullah Geechee, if he can, you know, give some land where we can start training some animals down there. A lot of things that we need to do, you know, undercover just with ourselves, because, you know, these devils are always listening, and we don't want them to know what we got for their asses just yet. We just want them to feel it.
That's right. Brother Drew, I want to collaborate on that for a second, huh?
Go ahead.
You know, because, like, a lot of people don't know, you can train a dog to find nothing but white people.
Yeah.
Okay? The smell of the body, you can train them only to smell white people. You can train a dog to smell only black people. So, a lot of people don't know that. A lot of dogs go out, when they go out and smell them for search and rescue, they only smell it for white people. There's a certain scent that they smell for them. That's the only one that a black person, trust me, they'll go right over them, pass right over them. I know this without a shout down in my mind. So, you know, that's why, we need our land where we can have our shepherd farm, you know, where we can have our dogs where they can be right and trained proper and right. We will have the best in the world.
Wow.
One love.
Sounds good to me. Brother Khalid, did you hear that, man? I never thought about that, but I knew about toe tagging. Dogs pass by the black bodies and looking for the curiouser of Caucasian. Boy, that's
ain't that something? That's deep. Yeah, that's outrageous, brother. That is so outrageous. You know, and like I said, they don't really give two cents about finding any black persons missing, because basically, you know, when they train their dogs and their animals and their teams, it's for what interest they have. And their interest isn't our interest, and it isn't even us. You know, we're just, like I said, collateral damage when these things happen, something they could write off. They don't even take us freaking serious when things go down. But like I said, you know, Mama Pearl made a very interesting point. You know, maybe we should train them dogs and have those dogs to recognize our people. That's, you know, let me tell you something, Brother Drew. I was going to the store not even 2 days ago, and it was a black man sitting on a electrical box. He had a New York hat on, so I was just joking with him, and I said, hey, bro, are you from New York, or are you just sporting the gear? And he says, no, I'm from Louisiana. I was like, oh, really, brother? I said, well, you know, were you down there when the Katrina thing? He said, not only was I down here, he said, I was one of the prisoners that you saw on TV that was stuck on the bridge for 3 or 4 days with no food, no water, sitting there, just abandoned. I said, brother, you know, I heard reports that prisoners were drowning in the prison. He said to me, he said, the ones that you saw drowning were the ones that were jumping out and trying to escape. They were getting caught on barbed wire and all everything else. He said, but us, the ones that were on the bridge, we sat there for days with no water, no food, basically under gunpoint, and there were bodies all around us. He said that the police and everyone basically flipped the script. The police were the ones doing the robbing. They weren't looking for individuals who were in trouble. They were actually busy trying to shoot people. They thought they were in trouble.
And basically, they
were confiscating everyone's guns. You know, they didn't want you to have guns, but they wanted to sit there and loot your house and rob you. So, yeah, we have to prepare in a very great way, because when these disaster hit, you know, basically when you're in a town, it's every man for himself. And mind you, those Caucasians that have all of the utilities and the resources that are being brought in to save the community, they're not talking about saving our community. That's not what they're talking about. It's the other community. Like I said, we're the ones sitting there with the bodies floating by and the kids stuck up in the tree that they're going to get Mary and Peggy Sue out the next house, and our children come last. So, you know, it is what it is. We have to put our children first, and we have to put our emergencies first, and we have to rescue our own first. Because if we don't, thousands will die. Just take a look at Katrina. It's obvious that situation spoke for itself. You name in recent history when that many black people died just like that out of sheer neglect.
That's right. Well, that's why we have to have our own. And, you know, just thinking about the power of a canine,
yes,
his eyesight, and his ears, and his sense of smell, is so powerful, you know, and when, you know, it's needed in a lot of different fields. In the security field, as we get ready to get our own land and own communities, we're going to need those. That's your best security you can ever have as a canine, because he can hear what you can't, he can smell what you can't, and he can go get it quicker than you can go get it.
That's
no
right.
Fear, because some of them shepherds, for real, and I'm not just talking them shepherds, that they don't like to see nothing with, they don't like to see you with no sticks in your hand. Them dogs going to a defensive attack mode. So they to be good for your child too, you know, that'll be good. That's one of the best guards you can ever have for your children while they're outside playing in the yard, and have a trained canine just sitting in that backyard.
Real
you can
talk.
Let your child run around in peace in the yard or on your land. So what you say, Brother Zulu?
That's peace system.
It's all right, Brother Zulu. So, I mean, like now, a shepherd is one of them kind where you can put your baby down in the front yard and just leave a shepherd by your baby. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You know, and a lot of people get all kind of different dogs, but each dog is for each different kind of breed and each kind of areas, and a lot of people don't be that. A lot of people might get a Labrador and think, you know, want to let them have a watchdog. A Labrador is a bird dog to go hunt. You know, there's different dogs for different categories. And Brother Drew can he said he can recommend to it. He got one of my shepherds in his yard now. So, you know,
wow.
I mean, a shepherd is a very intelligent dog, you know, and
they're the most intelligent.
They're very easy to train. Most of my dogs, I have my bloodline where I can train something to them within 3 or 4 days. You know, so, I mean, you can't beat it. And like I said, I would love to share my Zulu bloodline. That's my own bloodline that I created. You know, so I would love to share my Zulu bloodline.
I want one. I want one. I want a man. I want a boy dog. I want one. Shepherds are my favorite.
Well, I definitely
dog.
Make sure you get one.
All right. All praises to the Most High. I want him to know, I want him to be able to smell the white man, so when anyone walk by, he's on
him. Guaranteed to do his job.
Mama Pearl.
Guaranteed to do his job. I mean, you know, I mean, seriously. You know, seriously, I mean, I can train. I can, however way you want the dog trained, I can train the dog. And I can teach whoever to train the dog like that, too.
Wow. Well, I'm going to have to come to you because I want to learn, too. I want to be out there training dogs. Yeah, I love dogs. They love me, especially shepherds.
All right, y'all. We're getting down to our last 12 minutes, so, you know, to all the brothers and sisters, we appreciate everybody coming out with us on this Sunday evening to learn and help liberate ourselves, our brothers and sisters. But this is a very serious topic, and, you know, do some research. And like Brother Khalil said, over 60,000 people done came up missing in the last 2 years, and we ain't talking about just people. We're talking about blacks. That's a lot of people. And, you know, that's a lot of people missing, so...
And mind you, Brother Drew, that didn't include males. That was just a female figure. That was just black women. 60,000 black women. You talk about the slavery markets and everything else going over here, and bodies turned up in the desert because you won't comply. So they kill you. They send a message. And I mean, it's ridiculous. But we're talking about 60,000 black women. And that's not to even put the other particulars and numbers on the other women of other races that may be other ethnic races that are missing. I just particularly zeroed in on the black women. And you look at that number, 60,000, that's a problem, brother. That's a problem. Nobody's looking for these people. All we can see is pictures up on milk cartons and in your local Walmart, but ain't nobody really looking for them. What does that tell you? Somebody's got some alternative motive, and this is systematically being done. This ain't just people on the street, you know, snatching up your people. There's a reason these women are ending up missing. And why so many
That's
of right. our women? Why so many black women? I mean, think about it. That's all I got to say.
They're incubating them.
That's why we need to get our brothers and sisters prepared to be able to volunteer their service to go out and help find our brothers and sisters. We just ain't no other way around it. If we can't depend on no one else to care about our brothers and sisters. It's race first with them. It's got to be race first with us. And you know,
that's
do it for
right.
self. The Creator said, you make one step, he made two. So we try to make a step today to change a lot of things that have been plaguing our race and our nation. And
no
that's
question.
What we're doing.
No question.
And one of the brothers in the chat room said, this is an attack on black people. And we pretty much believe that, too, because 60,000 people just don't come up, just disappear off the earth like that.
That's right.
So we know there's an attack going on, so, you know, be prepared. And you'll see it one day when we say, hey, we need you to come out here, volunteer, and get other brothers and sisters to volunteer to go out
right.
and search for our babies or our sisters, our brothers.
That's right, brother.
All right. Per, you having the closing words?
I just want to say I am just so glad that I am here to see the day where our brothers, man, are standing up and taking back and doing for self. Because without you all, we as women and children, we could not do it. And without us women, you know, we will have no more brothers. So I salute you, I applaud you, and I love you all so much. Black man, black man. Mwah.
We love you, brother.
Right, brother Khalil, I give you a shot too for any closing words.
Well, I just like to say thank you again, brother Drew, for allowing me to speak here in your forum, and thank you for the introduction to brother Zulu and his cause. It's most worthy, and I think that, you know, I could see a lot of success happening for that brother, especially if we rally as a group around him and take advantage of what he's offering, because, you know, every day, every year, someone thinks of $1 million idea at least three times. And what defeats it is they don't believe it. They let somebody talk them out of it, or they don't have the strength to follow through. Brother, I pray that none of these things plague you. I pray that you stand fast in your endeavor and you will have the support of your people. You know, God's going to send who you need, because that is very much needed. It is very important, the work that you've set out for yourself to do. So I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
I just want to say I thank everybody. Thank everybody. And I ask you all for your prayers for me to go ahead and go strong in this. One
yes,
love.
Sir. Yes, sir. Brother Drew, you still there?
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you. Brother Zulu, everybody don't know, he's the one who appointed me chairman of Dallas, Texas some years ago. And he said, brother, I trust that you're going to do the right job. I've been watching you, and I'm going to let you be the chairman. And he was the chairman. He said, I want you to take it over because I trust that you can run this and do it right. And it was some years ago, and I told him I wouldn't let you down. So as he could see, hey, we done went outside of Dallas. We international now, Brother Zulu. And, hey, we finna now work and network together and save our black world. Black power.
Black power, brother.
Black power, y'all. All right, y'all. I got the special song that I'm going to play for all the black brothers and the black men who are now standing up. This song is for you.
This time won't be like the last time. It's a different kind of black man time. Black man of the positive kind. Black man with a positive mind. Black man who is no longer blind. Yow, yow, yow. We are some of them kind of black man. Whoa. We are some of them kind of black man. Whoa. Yo. We are some of them kind of black man. Whoa. We are some of them kind of black man, whoa, yeah. We are some of them kind of black man, whoa. We are some of them kind of black man, whoa, yeah. We are some of them black man who's we own a boss. We are some of them black man who's no longer lost. We are some of them black man who have seen the mistakes of the past, and we are correcting them fast. We are some of them black man of that ancient breed. We are some of them black man who can write and read. We are some of them black man who can be no longer deceived. Mentally our minds have been freed. We are some of them kind of black man, whoa. We are are some of them kind of black man, boy, I can't take with in a tie. We are some of them kind of black man, whoa. We are some of them kind of black man, whoa. The black man in the West never gets a good press. Negative stereotyping the media a project. It's the crime or the sport or the music or the sex. What about the black scholars and the black intellects? We're not all like the ones up on your TV set. We not call we woman bitch, we call them princess. We're seeking the knowledge, we want to progress. I forget myself out of this mess. Yes, yes, we are some of them black man with we own a mind. We are some of them black man who no eat no swine. We are some of them black man who's in touch with the nature divine. African roots every time. We are some of them black man who is hard to beat. We are some of them black man that them can't defeat. We are some of them black man, the more you want to liquid down and liquid down, we bounce right back on we feet. We are some of them kind of black man, whoa. We are some of them kind of black man, whoa. We are some of them kind of black man, whoa. We are some of them kind of black man, whoa. Say something must be done. Too much black man in a jail and prison. Too much black man in a institution. Too much youth to get expelled out of them education. Say in a Babylon, me say things gone wrong. Well, I and I can feel a revolution a come. Cause we are getting knowledge, we are getting wisdom. The tide is a change and the table is a turn. Say Babylon a tie figure down, down, down. We are some of them black man of we own a boss. We are some of them black man who's no longer lost. We are some of them black man who has seen the mistakes of the past. And we are correcting them fast. We are some of them black man of that ancient breed. We are some of them black man who can write and read. We are some of them black man who can be no longer deceived. Mentally our minds have been freed. We are some of them kind of black man, whoa. We are some of them kind of black man, whoa. Can't take with in a tie. We are some of them kind of black man, whoa. We are some of them kind of black man, whoa.
All right, y'all. It's been a very good day. We thank Brother Zulu, Anthony Fisher of Dallas, Texas, K-9 Search and Rescue Team for joining up with us in the Black Nation Task Force. Stay tuned for emails about our brothers and sisters for this search and rescue team. Stay tuned to volunteer some of your time for our brothers and sisters who are coming up missing. Over 60,000 people missing in 2 years, black females. That's too many. And with no answers. So, hey, stay tuned. Watch your children. Be safe. Watch yourself. Notice that there is something going on out there. So, there's a need for this. There's a need in a time of disaster to have your own search and rescue team. And that's what we're saying. And that's what we're going to be doing. We're not going to talk about it. Hey, we're going to be about it. And we appreciate all our callers, Brother Khalil, Mama Pearl, Brother Zulu, for calling in putting in their vision of what's happening and what we need to be doing. So we appreciate them and appreciate all the brothers and sisters who join us in the chat room. And this is the Black Nation Task Force Radio. Hey, we all about our Black Nation. Inside the Black Nation, you'll find all different types of religious sects, if you want to use that term. You'll find all different types of organizations. You'll find some just individuals. Hey, but we all trying to unite and be free and help our brothers and sisters. And we say we thank you all. We're down to the last 40 seconds. We say Black Power, peace, and see y'all Saturday on the Southern Region NBPP page. Southern Region NBPP page on Blog Talk Radio. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central. We'll be on again. And that phone number is 626 226 646-226-1455, Southern Region, NEPP, on Saturday, 8 p.m. Central. We say Black Power, we out.
Is